好，感谢主。
Praise the Lord。
神的话语就是成为我们生命的灵粮。
God's word has become our spiritual light.
它也是我们心中的光。
He's a light in our heart.
帮助我们行走天路的时候，有他的带领。
And just also guide us when we walk on the heavenly path.
主，我们谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
将今天讲到的时间就恭敬仰望在主的手中。
We just humbly just leave the time in your hands.
求主就继续带领。
Lord, please continue to guide us.
赐福加力。
To bless and strengthen us.
与我们同在。
Please be with us.
听祷告奉耶稣基督得胜的名求。
Thank you for listening to our prayer in Jesus Christ's name. We pray.
Amen.
Amen.
好，彼此相爱之道。
The way to love one another.
刚才大家也听到读经文在罗马书十五章一到十三节。
And we just heard the scriptures reading Romans chapter 15 verses 1 to 13.
我们读一段经文的时候，往往是要关心它的上下文，对吧？
So every time we read the scriptures, we just need to pay attention to the context.
那保罗在开始罗马书十五章之前，他到底在讲什么呢？
Before Romans chapter 15, what was Paul talking about?
我们会发现保罗用了十四章整整一章的经文来谈关于论断的问题。
And we will see that the Paul just spends the entire Romans chapter 14 discussing judgment.
从这个经文的结构信息来看呢？
Looking at the structure of the scriptures.
他的目的就是说，论断是彼此相爱最大的障碍。
His point just mentioned that the judgment is the greatest obstacle to loving one another.
如果我们任由论断在我们生命当中泛滥的话呢？
If we just allowed a judgment to just go just like a flooding is in our life.
试问又当如何在教会里彼此相爱呢？
In this case, and how should we love one another?
让我们看第一点。
Let's look at the first point.
可否相互担待？
Can we bear with each other?
什么叫做相互担待呢？
What does it mean to bear with each other?
担待这一词呢的含义有拿起来或者移除的意思。
The word bearing means to pick up or remove.
用一句我们比较通俗能够听得懂的话的讲什么意思呢？
So, use a simple way to explain is
担待其实就是拿得起放得下的意思。
So, bearing just means that to beable to take on and let go.
当然它不是指一个人的行动，它是教会的一个相互作用的行动。
It's not talking about the individual action, but it's the church's kind of the interaction meaning.
首先我们先来看担待的动机。
First, let's like the motivation for bearing.
一个人能拿得起说明身体有力有能力啊。
So a person being able to take on somethingThat demonstrates his physical strength.
如果他不但如此，他还能够放得下呢？
Being able to let go.
那就不是单单身体有能力，说明他的生命也有能力。
So it's not only he has a physical strength, he also has a spiritual strength.
这样的人被圣经称为是坚固的人。
So this kind of person just to be considered as this the one who has the strength.
所谓坚固的人就是具备身体与生命兼而有之的能力。
To be considered strong, one must possess both physical and spiritual strength.
但是这样的人去哪里找呢？
However, where can we find such a person?
理论上讲，这样的人是找不到的。
Theoretically, such a person is impossible to find.
因为按照我们的老我总喜欢求自己的喜悦，对吧？
Our old selves are always seeking their own pleasure.
又怎么会去担待他人的软弱呢？
So how could we just bear the weaknesses of others?
文化大革命的时候，常常见到造反派写的那些标语。
During the Cultural Revolution, we often saw slogans written by rebels.
再踏上一脚，叫他永世不得翻身。
One more step, and he'll never be able to get up again.
是人的这个本性啊，不但是不愿意担待，没有爱心。
Therefore, with the human nature, and the, not only there, just lack of the loving heart.
相反，按照老我的本性呢，人所有的只有狠心。
Just by the old sinful nature, we're just filled with the cruelty.
除非有一天我们真的能够学习去操练以耶稣基督的心为心。
Unless one day we truly have the heart of Jesus Christ,
那就有可能生出一个利他的心态。
Then we can develop the mindset of benefiting others.
否则，人的极限就只能是 利己了。
Otherwise, the limit of human nature is selfishness.
坦率讲，利己的人还不算是坏。
Honestly speaking, the person just benefit himself is not the too bad.
就怕是一些损人而不利己的人。
And the bad part is that some people they just not only just harm himself, also not benefit others.
你见过这样的人吗？
Have you seen this type of people?
就是愚昧到极点的人，他就会损人而又不利己。
And the person and who just that in the ignorance is just like that.
但是我们谈希望这人不要进到这个地步，那是单单对那些利己的人，我们发出信息。
So therefore, that in today's sermon, we just talk about the people just not to just being just like a benefit himself.
换句话讲，如果是一个仅仅是利己的人，他还有一个盼望被带到一个利他的阶段，对吧
？So meaning for a person who just benefit himself, there's a opportunity, a chance for him to learn to benefit others.
其次是叫邻舍喜悦。
Secondly, please your neighbor.
当人有了利他的心态之后呢
？So when a person has an altruistic mindset,
圣经要求我们还要叫邻舍喜悦。
The Bible also tells us we need to please our neighbor.
有没有发现这圣经对我们要求在提高啊
？Do you see that actually the Bible has a high requirement on this?
可能我们人也会感到有些困难，会不会啊
？Maybe we feel it's difficult, right?
离我们自己最近的邻舍是些什么人呢？
Who are the people that the closest that they're the closest neighbor to us?
大多数就是我们的配偶嘛。
Mostly, and that's our spouse.
或是妻子，或是丈夫。
Whether wife or husband.
圣经要求我们总要讨配偶的喜悦欢心。
The Bible tells us we just always need to please our spouse.
就拿我们做丈夫的为例吧。
Just was for example as a husband.
常常说丈夫是一家之主啊。
Oftentimes we said the husband is the head of the household.
做丈夫的需要常常在家里做决定啊。
Husbands often make decisions in home.
那么请问丈夫做决定的标准或者尺度是什么呢
？So what are the criteria of or standards for their decisions?
其实就是要让自己的妻子得到最大的益处。
Essentially, it's to maximize the benefit for.Their wife.
你所思所想的处理所有的问题都是按照这件事是不是妻子得到最大的益处
Other things like the decision you made you have to see whether your wife received the most benefit
如果你是按照这样的原则做决定在家里边的顺服率是很高的
If you make decision according to this and then at home and your wife will submit to you
如果每件事你都自私自利只求自己的益处那怎么可能会得到家人对你的尊重与顺服呢
If everything you just find for your own benefit, how can you just expect that your family member to just respect you?
我们这些老我，我们这些罪人的本性自己都知道嘛。
We know about the old sinful nature of us.
求自己的喜悦难不难呢？不难的。
Is it hard to seek your own pleasures? Of course, it's not difficult.
出于自私自利的，可能想都不要想，脱口而出了。
With this type of mindset, it just comes naturally without even a second thought.
只要是求自己的益处，哎呀，那是求的那么顺其自然，毫无障碍，会不会啊
？So if you just want to seek for your own just benefit, it's just quite easy.
但是如果要叫邻舍喜悦
，However, if you want to just please your neighbor,
求我们配偶的欢心
，and also please your spouse,
那就意味着自己要付上一定的代价了。
Meaning, you just have to pay.Some kind of price.
换句话讲，就是自己要吃亏哦。
It means you just need to suffer some loss.
那你接下来就你肯不肯吃亏啊
？Next, I ask yourself, are you willing to just suffer some loss?
你愿不愿意吃亏啊
？Are you willing?
你因为什么而吃亏啊
？So what is the reason for you to suffer some loss?
你吃亏的这个动机又是什么呢
？And also, what is the motivation for you to do so?
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
如果不是因为要讨神的喜悦。
If it weren't for the desire to please God,
而且还是要建立在神面前的德行
and also establish the virtue just before God,
以至于最后是蒙神的纪念
and also at the end, and just gain God's remembrance.
如果人没有这份永恒的价值
without this kind of eternal value,
谁愿意吃亏啊
Who's willing to just suffer the loss?
是个人都做不到的
As a human, no one could do it.
所以这个奥秘在哪里呢，弟兄姐妹？
Therefore, brother, sister, where's the mystery here?
就是将我们的动机与心思意念与永恒相连。
That is put our motivation, our mindset to connect and just coincide with eternity.
不容易，但是靠主还是有可能的。
It is not easy. However, by God, we're able to make it.
好，最后是落在我身上。
Finally, it fell on me.
保罗怎么说呢？
How did Paul say?
他说因为基督也不求自己的喜悦啊。
Paul said, for Christ did not please himself.
如经上所记，辱骂你人的辱骂都落在我身上。
But as it is written, the reproaches of those who reproached you fell on me.
可以说这是属灵生命的顶峰了。
This is the climax and of the spiritual life.
这是难度的最高度了。
This is the most difficult level.
如果担待一下别人的担子。
If we just bear for people's burden,
如果担子也不太重，顺手顺便还好吧。
If it's not too heavy, then it may be okay.
如果是要灵舍喜悦，
If it just pleases your neighbor,
或许心里也有些不甘。
You may feel a little reluctant.
但是一想到可以增加自己的德行啊。
But if you think about increasing your own virtue,
而且还能蒙了上帝的悦纳，
and gaining God's approval,
在永恒当中被神纪念，
and be remembered by God in the eternity,
那也还好吧。
And then it's okay.
但是现在的难度在哪呢？
Now, here's the difficult point is,
可是要让辱骂你人的辱骂都落在我身上。
The reproaches of those who reproach you fell on me.
讲白点什么意思呢？
So, to be simple, what does that mean?
就是耶稣所说的那个爱仇敌。
And that is what Jesus taught us, to love your enemy.
就是那些对你不好的人，你却要去爱他。
That is to love the one who did not treat you well.
我们第一个反应就是凭什么呀？
Our first reaction will be, we will may ask, why?
我不过是按照圣经的教导、教会的决定、圣灵的感动去行事为人而已啊。
I was just simply acting according to the Bible's teaching, the church's decision, and the inspiration of the Holy Spirit.
结果完完全全可能超出我们的想象的。
The outcome may be just totally just out of our expectation.
招来的是羞辱与鞭伤啊。
What we received was just the humiliation and the lashes.
真是可谓情何以堪的。
How unbearable it is.
你捧着颗心去待人。
So you just treated others with the such a sincerity.
换来的却是用刀去刮，用针去扎呀。
Only just to receive the scrapes and the thorns in return.
记得我刚来美国的时候。
I remember when I first came to the U.S.
我所牧养的第一间教会。
The first church that I shepherd.
当时教会有一个弟兄。
During that time.
生命当中出现一些属灵的状况。
So during the time there was a brother and his spiritual life got some problem.
比较集中表现在他的蛮横不讲理。
So more of that is he just a kind of the rude and the just not just go by the reason.
当众羞辱弟兄姐妹。
He just humiliated his brother and sister in front of the public.
也包括羞辱牧师了。
Including just humiliated pastor.
羞辱完牧师还羞辱师母。
And after that, also humiliated the pastor's wife.
所以执事会呢，就一直祷告，决定需要给他有一些，纪律处分的。
Therefore, the deacon board meeting has made the decision to give him some discipline.
就集中在半年之内，他在六次教会的会议上去羞辱人的记录，大家做好，事实的准备了。
So based on the record in the meeting minutes that there were six times in a deacon board meeting, he just humiliated the board. And
然后我们整个执事会在跟他讲之前，我们自己先在神的面前认罪祷告。
So the deacon board just repent and also in front of the Lord and before that.
然后我们站立起来，用爱心说诚实话，指出他这半年来的错的地方。
And then we just contact him and just pointed out the sixth issue that he, what happened on him.
并且邀请他悔改。
And the deacon board invited him to repent.
他也受了圣灵的感动的那一天晚上。
That night, he was also inspired by the Holy Spirit.
然后大家都一起流着眼泪为他祷告。
And the deacon board just and pray for him in tears.
那讲好第二天他回来的时候呢，我们就有一个跟他和好的会议了。
And also just have the also have the next meeting that the meeting for the next day, and so we can just reconcile.
结果第二天他不回教会了。
However, the next day he did not come back to the church.
然后打来电话就很大声的训斥和羞辱我的。
And he just called the church and also just and talked to me in a very very rude and attitude.
执事会主席看着我这样就把电话接回来，问他怎么回事。
So the deacon board leader and just pick up, just got the phone and just asked what happened.
结果他也是羞辱执事会主席，把执事会也说得哭了。
And also he just humiliated the deacon board leader and also he also made him cry.
接下来就更加过分了。
And after that, it's even worse.
他就在教会里煽阴风啊，点鬼火，写了好多信给不同的人了。
So after that, and she just wrote different letters to the church members.
那个时候还没有什么微信啊 Facebook 啊 WhatsApp 啊或者公众号，还没有这样的途径啊。
During that time, there's no the so-called like the platform, just like today's so-called like just like a WeChat or the WhatsApp.
但是也不会拦阻和影响一个人要到处去放毒了。
However, it just did not stop him and not to send out the toxic.
他的能力也很大了。
He has a very capable.
他平常教会里奉献也比较多。
Also, he has a very big offering to the church.
又是教会的元老。
Also, he's the very old members in the church.
在教会的威望也是很高的。
And also, seems like he has a very high reputation.
最后他就带了14个家庭离开教会。
So the outcome is he took 14 families leave the church.
教会总共就那几十个家庭，他一下就带走了三分之一、四分之一的家庭走。
So he just took a one third or like one fourth of the families out of the church.
对教会的伤害是很大的。
It's a big harm to the church.
我记得当时执事会大家都有些情绪在那里。
During that time, the deacon board has some kind of emotion.
准备要教会写封信去到他要去的那个教会。告诉那个教会他的恶行了。
Originally, the church's plan to write a letter to send to the church that he's going to join.
我记得那个时候我就给弟兄姐妹一个教导和劝勉。
At a time, I just taught the church brother sister and exhorted.
我说鼓励我们教会的弟兄姐妹留存口德。
And I just told this the church that we just need to just keep.Our mouths just in Christ.
就让他一个人去说。
Just let him just speak and just by himself.
听凭主怒。
Just listen to God and just give the sovereignty to God.
只要时间稍稍的一长，所有的人事情都会原形毕露的。
As the time goes by and everything, the reality, the fact will just revealed.
谁敢在耶和华面前耀武扬威呢？
Who just dare to just show all those the ignorance and boldly in front of the Lord?
谁又能够在基督耶稣面前去轻狂呢？
Who can be just despise God in front of God?
试问谁又敢在圣灵面前去舞刀弄枪呢？
And who just dare to do all those the evil things in front of the Holy Spirit?
二十多年过去了。
Now, more than 20 years passed.
那离开那十四个家庭，后果是不堪设想的。
The 14 family left the church during that time, and their outcome it's just kind of unimagined.
不要说是灵命成长了，而且受了很多的咒诅了。
Not even say the spiritual growth, also they got a curse.
想想都感到很心痛啊。
When I thought about that, I feel so painful.
我们只有求神怜悯了。
Just pray for God's mercy.
就是帮助我们在这个时候能够在祷告中担待他们的软弱。
Just may God just bear just so that in prayer, just pray that God just so that we can bear just their weakness.
选择沉默。
Just choose to be silent.
将主权交给神。
So just hand the sovereignty in God's hand.
信得过我们的神仍然在天上掌王权，居首位。
Trust that our Lord is to have a sovereignty in heaven.
教会是基督的身体。
Church is the body of Christ.
不管是谁敢对教会发起进攻的。
Whoever can just dare to attack the church.
他所要担当的是他所担当不起的。
What he needs to bear, actually, he doesn't have the ability to bear.
上帝的怒火岂是他可以担当的呢？
How can he bear about God's wrath?
所以知道这个缘故，我们作为弟兄姐妹，多而又多的要为他祷告了。
For this reason, as brother, sister, we just need to pray for this person.
选择的就是沉默不语，不要去参与他的是非。
And what we can do, and just choose to be silent.
只要属神的人把嘴巴一关，所显现出来的声音都是撒旦。
For the person, and just if they just keep their mouth shut, and all other things is from Satan.
好，我们看第二点。
Let's look at the second point.
应当彼此同心了。
And we should have just have the one heart.
圣经说，人一生的果效由心发出。
The Bible says that the fruit of a person's life flows from his heart.
上帝对教会的劝勉也是要求我们要同心合意广传福音。
The church exhortation is to be of one mind and to spread the gospel.
那么请问是什么样的原因，什么样的标准，什么样的准则使我们同心呢？
What is the principle and the standard for us to be in one heart?
我想大家很快就会想到唯独圣经嘛，对吧？
So very quickly we can think of that is that the Bible alone.
那圣经与我们又有怎样的关系呢？
So what is the relation of the Bible with us?
首先圣经为要教训我们。
First, andThe Bible is there to teach us.
弟兄姐妹，这个观念很重要啊。
Brother and sister, this concept is so important.
可能我们会有一个误会。
Perhaps we have a misunderstanding.
以为读圣经是为了让我们感到很舒服啊，没有压力啊。
The misunderstanding that we thought the Bible is meant to make us feel comfortable and stress-free.
今天的人们可能是面对压力就逃跑。
Nowadays, when people face the pressure, they escape.
感受到压力就反感。
If you they just feel the pressure, they just feel just go against it.
遇见压力就背逆。
And when they face the pressure, and they just go the rebel.
但是一个没有压力的人生可能吗？
Is it possible for the life without pressure?
看看我们自己的生命。
Look at our life.
看看我们的老我。
Look at our own nature.
又脏又臭，对吧？
And we're just dirty and stinky.
来到神圣洁的国度，又如何安身立命呢？
How can we find our place in God's holy kingdom?
从我们开始说信主以后的第一句话开始。
So start from our first word to speak after we believe in God.
直到有一天，我们真是能够说得出金苹果落在银网子里的合宜的话语。
Until one day we can speak an appropriate word, just like a golden apples falling into a net of silver.
这其中的经历岂止是不容易这三个字那么简单呐？
So the process is not just that the very simple word to say it's not easy.
有很多的不容易，对吧？
And there's a lot just the hard part.
坦率讲，这个过程应该是非常痛苦的。
This process should be painful.
感到甚至有人会感到无所适从啊。
Seems like it's disorienting.
偶尔会感到绝望，我都不会说话了。
And just sometimes just this despair and said, I don't know how to talk.
最直接的感受就是仿佛我每时每处好像都在被教训、被规范、被要求、被责备、被指正，好像我一切都感觉都不对了。
The very direct feeling just feels like as if we're being just lectured, regulated, required, rebuked, and corrected on every turn.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，如果你有这种感受，是正常的。
Dear brothers and sisters, you have this kind of feeling. It's normal.
过一个圣徒的生命是不容易的。
It is not easy to have a life as a saint.
我们过去所说的话，现在不能够讲了。
So the words we used to say, now we cannot say that.
以前随口就讲个是非，多畅快啊！
So in the past, I just feel so good that to speak the gossip.
很容易在某种场合当中随意就讲出心中的论断出来，也很舒服啊。
And also just feel so good just in any occasion and just to judge others.
但是上帝的圣洁就要求我们做出生命的改变。
However, with God's holiness, He requires us to change our life.
与我们信主之前的生命去相比的话呢?
If we just compare it with our life before we believe in God,
我们甚至语言中所使用的词汇量都改变了。
The vocabulary we use has changed.
其次是圣经要我们成长。
Secondly, the Bible is for our growth.
圣经教训我们的目的就是要让我们在基督耶稣里得到成长啊。
The purpose of the Bible's teaching is to enable us to grow in Christ.
问题是成长的本身就是一种痛苦啊。
The problem is, growth itself is painful.
从污秽肮脏的生命习惯
Just from this, the filthy and the defiled habits.
到在基督耶稣里的荣神益人
To one that glorifies God and benefits others.
我们要想一想所要付出的是多少忍耐和痛苦、啊、
Think about this. How much patience and pain we just need to just pay for.
这就是拦阻我们生命成长的一大障碍了。
This is a major obstacle to our growth.
忍耐我们的感觉与过去不再一样了。
The very feelings we experience with patience are no longer the same as they once were.
我们看看神嘛，看看基督嘛。
Look at Christ.
他是本有神的形象，对吧？
Christ being in the form of God.
但他却不因与神同等为强夺的。
Did not consider equality with God something to be grasped.
反倒舍己，去掉奴仆的样式。
He denied himself and took the form of a servant.
最后他是谦卑至死，且死在十字架上。
Finally, he humbled himself to the point of death, even death on the cross.
所以从基督的样式、基督的榜样来看呢?
Just from the role model of Christ.
圣经所教导我们成长的奥秘就是去死啊。
The Bible's teaching us the secret of growth is to die.
就是让我们的老我去死。
To die completely to our old self.
而且还要死透。
To die completely.
那过去听见就跳。听见就不舒服，听见就悖逆的习惯要死透啊！
We need to die completely with our old habit. Just kind of the we used to like to jumping and when we hear and the discipline.
否则你又怎么能够得到来自基督的安慰与盼望呢？
Otherwise, how can we receive the comfort, the hope of Christ?
请问你的生命是否正在成长呢？
Is your life growing just in Christ?
最后是圣经。是为了帮助我们效法基督啊。
Finally, the Bible aims to imitate Christ.
好，既然有了基督的榜样啦。
Since we have the example of Christ.
那圣经就要求我们要存心去顺服，效法。
Bible tells us that we should imitate him with all our heart.
那效法基督的前提是什么呢？
What is the prerequisite for imitating Christ?
就是在基督里同心合意，兴旺福音。
That is to be of one mind and one heart in Christ and to promote the gospel.
同心跟谁同心啊?
So who are we just, have, who do we have one mind?
我们当然很容易夸口,我与耶稣基督同心啊。
So we may just boast that I have the one heart with Christ.
我与耶稣基督的心为心啊。
And I have the Christ heart.
那是你的自夸呀。
That is your self-boasting.
我们是否同心是看我们与教会是不是同心弟兄姐妹。
Whether we're just in one heart, that is, we have one heart, we to be united in the church.
你如果真是以耶稣基督的心为心，你一定在教会里合而为一的。
If you truly have a Jesus Christ heart, for sure you are united in the Christ.
Yeah.
In the above church.
因为人是不可能口中夸耀自己正在与基督合一的。
Because it is impossible for a person to boast that he is in one with Christ.
一方面在夸耀自己正在和基督合一。
On one hand, he has his united with Christ.
另一方面，自己的所言所行所思所想，却以基督的身体就是教会分道扬镳，甚至是攻击教会。
While on the other hand, in his words, actions, thoughts, and ideas.Just that this deviates from the church or even attack the church.
那是魔鬼撒旦才会做的事情啊。
That is the word action of the Satan.
当时耶稣所在的时候，比较多的就表现在法利赛人的言行了。
During that time, during Jesus Christ's time, and that was just what the Pharisees did.
也包括在耶稣的门徒里边那个犹大呀。
Also the disciple of Jesus, Judas.
就是因为他站在论断耶稣基督所建立的教会上。
And because he just stood on a church founded by Jesus Christ.
对耶稣基督所传的道横加论断。
And judged the teaching of Jesus.
犹大以为他有一个教导论断耶稣基督的权柄。
Judas thought that he had the authority to teach and judge Jesus.
甚至将耶稣出卖了。
And even betrayed Jesus.
做出离经叛道之事。
Doing something just apostate.And like that.
他的结局当然就是死路一条了。
And just ending up in a dead end.
我们的祷告是求神帮助弟兄姐妹警醒，免得入了迷惑呀。
And our prayer is just to help brother sister to be alert.
好，我们看第三点，总要彼此接纳。
Let's look at the third point. Always accept each other.
为什么要彼此接纳呢，弟兄姐妹
？Why should we accept each other？
呀，接纳有这么重要吗
？Is that so important？
我主日回教会
，So I just come to the church on Sunday，
或者参加网络上的国际教会的敬拜
，Or just attend and the Zoom worship。
崇拜以后就各回各家，各找各妈，互不相干，
and、
行吗
？After the worship， we just go home and just do our own things。
不要参与主日学的提问或者是分享，对吧
？And not to participate the Sunday school discussion and sharing.
不要与基督耶稣的身体有一些互动，对吧？这是我们习惯的，喜欢。
And our habit, we just don't like to have an interaction with a brother or sister.
但是在上帝的眼中，需要对你说，不行，你不可以这样。
However, in God's eyes, God would say no.
你知道为什么吗？
Do you know the reason?
因为我们所相信的这位上帝喜悦凡属他的人在一起吃饭，一起分享，一起欢喜快乐，为神做见证。
Because God is pleased for those who belong to Him to eat together and rejoice together.
这是什么概念，你知道吗
？Do you know what kind of concept it is?
这就是团契的概念，弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters, this is a concept of fellowship.
首先，我们来看看团契的起点就是接纳。
First of all, the starting point of fellowship is acceptance.
使徒保罗怎么教导我们呢
？How did Apostle Paul teach us?
他所以你们要彼此接纳呀。
Therefore, welcome one another.
如同基督接纳你们一样。
As Christ has welcomed you.
是荣耀归于神。
For the glory of God.
是什么意思呢
？What does that mean?
这里所说的彼此接纳，其实就是团契的起点呐。
The mutual acceptance mentioned here is the starting point of fellowship.
Yeah, 希腊文是 koinonia 这个团契这个字从旧约开始承接到新约的。
In Greek, that is koinonia, and it just passed on to the New Testament.
就是说在教会里边的彼此接纳呢
In other words, the mutual acceptance within the church.
就是要成全，就是成全神要求信徒相交的核心价值。
It fulfills the core value God requires of believers in fellowship.
Yeah, 因为这个彼此接纳必须如同基督接纳我们一样，而且是荣神益人。
The mutual acceptance must be just like Christ accepted us, glorifying God and benefiting others.
看当时的初代教会嘛。
Look at the early church during the time.
当时的彼得就不肯接纳外邦人的信徒啊。
Peter refused to accept Gentile believers that time.
今天讲到的这个罗马教会也因为吃喝而起纷争啊。
In today's scripture, the Roman church also was divided over eating and drinking.
雅各也责备教会有人按照外貌待人啊，等等。
And James rebuked some in the church for judging people by appearances.
我们今天是不是也会有这样类似的情景发生呢
？Do we have a similar thing happen today?
有人可能因为生活背景不同啊。
Maybe we have the different life background.
宗派不同啊。
Different denominations.
有一些是圣公会的，有一些是浸信会的。
Some are like a Baptist, and some are like the other denomination.
Yeah, 有一些反正是长老会的、宣道会的不同的宗派，对吧
？Or just Alliance Church, or just like a different denomination.
Yeah.文化区别也不同
And cultures are different
但是呢却会发生相互论断的光景
And this is a cause that God just judging each other
这样的事情是不讨神喜悦的弟兄姐妹
Brothers and sisters, none of this pleases God
团契的目的是合一啊
The purpose of the fellowship is just united in one
但是如果你总是因为自己的个性自己的理论自己的喜好 总是要与教会发生不合一的事情呢，你就是在得罪神了，弟兄姐妹。
However, if you just with your preference and just to hinder the unity in the church, that means you just sin to God.
这并不是说在教会里不可以讲道理。
It does not mean in the church we cannot just talk about the reason.
但是上帝在乎的就是你讲道理之前的你的心态。
So the key thing is, what is your mindset, your attitude?
是不是心存敬畏？
Whether you have the reverence heart?
是不是心生敬虔？
And you have the sincerity.
这会影响到我们所谓讲道理的时候的态度。
This will just affect our attitude when we talk about reason.
当你的态度落到地上或者地底下的时候呢？
When your attitude just falls under the ground,
你就不可能在高处与神同行了。
Then it's hard for you.To walk with God on a spiritual height.
你所行的脚踪不过是在地狱的领域里面留下你的踪迹而已了。
And then in this case, what you did, it just kind of in the area of the hell.
其次，与基督的身体合一。
Second, unity with the body of Christ.
初代教会的特点是什么呢？
So what is the hallmark of that early church?
就是教会里是由犹太背景。以及外邦人背景的信徒所组成的，对吧？
So it was the composition of believers from both Jewish and the Gentile background.
从当时《使徒行传》所记载的情况，我们也可以看到一些情况了。
We can see just from the book of the Acts that describe about this.
当时耶路撒冷教会中说希腊的人就大发怨言，指责希伯来人不公平，忽略了他们的寡妇。
For example, the Greek-speaking members of the Jerusalem church complained bitterly, accusing the Hebrews of being unfair and neglecting their widows.
由此看来呢，无论是种族、文化、饮食、财富、社会地位，对事情的看法、侍奉上的观点、政治的立场等等，都有可能造成彼此接纳的障碍。
It seems that differences in race, culture, diet, wealth, social status,perspectives on matters, opinions on ministry, and the political afflictions can all create barriers to mutual acceptance.
其实这种现象今天在教会里很普遍。
This kind of situation is just very common in today's church.
一个典型的川普现象把教会，全世界的教会都开始撕裂。
A typical just a Trump phenomenon just kind of divided church.
好像如何看待川普这个人，川普所做的事情，就成为了检验真理的一个标准似的。
It's like how to look at this person, President Trump, and just become like how you just exam.
坦率讲，川普怎么配呢？
Actually, just by Trump himself, is he worthy?
那对川普的看法，上中下左右中的这些人又怎么配呢？
And how can the people who just judge and exam about the President Trump, how are they worthy?
为什么不能相互尊重，不同的人有不同的看法呢？
Can we just respect each other, have a different viewpoint?
因此动血气，你的缘由又何在呢？
And what is the reason for you to just go by your flesh?
遇到这个情况，从古到今情况都没有改变，对吧？
This kind of situation, just from the history till today, is no change.
那我们该怎么办呢？
What can we do?
亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
Dear brothers and sisters,
这就是上帝赐给我们有教会的原因啊。
This is why God gave us the church.
教会是基督的身体。
The church is body of the Christ.
与教会合一的就显明与基督的合一啊。
And unity with the church demonstrates unity with Christ.
而团契是教会的生命。
Fellowship is the life of the church.
凡是有团契生活的，就有在基督里的凭证了，弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters, living in fellowship is evidence of our affliction with Christ.
最后是显明圣灵同在的大能了。
Finally, it demonstrates the Holy Spirit's presence and the power.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
Dear brothers and sisters,
你知道吗？撒旦最不喜欢看见的是什么吗
？Do you know what Satan hates to see?
他最不喜欢看见就是上帝的儿女在教会的团契中有敬拜，有彼此相伴。
Satan hates to see God's children worshiping in church and fellowshipping together.
因为教会是神赐给我们这世道中活出真理、见证真理的唯一器皿。
For the church is the only instrument God has given us to live out and bear witness to the truth in this world.
圣灵也是唯有在教会里才会彰显神的大能的。
The Holy Spirit's power is only manifested in the church.
我们每个礼拜在教会里的敬拜、赞美、团契、分享以及彼此相爱。
Our worship, praise, fellowship, sharing, and the love of one another in the church.
你以为我们在干什么？
So, do you know what we are doing?
我们这不过就是圣灵在我们心里动工的一个明证，为圣灵做见证吗？
Those are clear evidence and witness of the Holy Spirit's work in our hearts.
我们不过是与圣灵同工的那个器皿而已了。
We're just the little vessel to co-work with the Holy Spirit.
每周的主日崇拜、主日学、门训、祷告会，所有教会的活动，不过是在彰显圣灵同在的大能啊。
Our weekly Sunday worship, Sunday school, discipleship, prayer meetings, and so on, all demonstrate the Holy Spirit's powerful presence.
这个道理不难。
This truth is not hard.
但是神仅仅是让那些属上帝的人、属基督的人、属永恒的人才能看得懂。
However, God only just let those who belong to Him to understand.
不属基督的读不懂的。
The one who just belong to Satan, they just do not understand.
不属上帝的人，他会轻看教会的权柄。
And he will just look down and about the church's authority.
任意。蹂躏教会对他的爱
and just kind of the just damage and just step down on God church's love to him
也会随意轻慢教会给他的管教
and also just despise about the church's discipline
所以属撒旦的人不但看不懂反倒会起了亵渎之心轻慢之意了
those who belong to Satan not only justfail to understand, but instead to harbor blasphemous and also contemptuous feelings.
好，感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
正如保罗所说的。
As Paul said.
但愿使人有盼望的神。
May the God of hope.
因信将诸般的喜乐平安充满你们的心。
Fill you with all joy and peace in believing.
使你们得着圣灵的能力
so that by the power of the Holy Spirit,
而且是大有盼望啊
you may abound in hope.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
dear brothers and sisters,
不是我们爱，乃是神先爱我们。
It's not us who love, but God who first loved us.
是他在为我们舍命。
It's Him who gave His life for us.
求神帮助我们彼此担待。
May God help us to bear with one another.
相互同心。
Be of one mind.
彼此接纳。
And accept one another.
在基督耶稣再来的时候。
So that at the time when Christ Jesus returns.
我们可以向他交账。
We can give an account to him.
好，我们去祷告。
Let's pray.
天父上帝，感谢赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you and appreciate.
唯愿我们这些所谓坚固的人，可以担待不坚固人的软弱呀。
I would just pray that the one that we are who are strong, we can just bear with the weak one.
求神帮助我们，不要去单单求自己的喜悦。
Lord, please help us not to just see for our own pleasure.
帮助我们能够求我们的邻舍的喜悦。
We just want to just please our neighbor.
我们甚至也甘愿让那些辱骂就落在我们身上。
When we are just even just willing to let all the suffering things to fall on us.
帮助我们要彼此同心。
Help us to be in one heart.
效法耶稣基督。
To imitate Lord Jesus Christ.
一心一口荣耀神。
And with one heart and just one mouth, and we just glorify God.
也是我们主耶稣基督的父了。
And our just the Father of the Lord Jesus Christ.
也是我们众人的父。
Also.He's our Father.
亲爱的圣灵，求你今天就在我们当中。
Dear Holy Spirit, please just be with us.
带领我们的心思意念。
Guide our mindset.
感谢祷告奉耶稣基督得胜的名求。
We pray in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.